once a famous trumpet man from all Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowin' reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand, because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. This is Senior Chief Ron Burroughs, United States Army. United States Army. We're talking about the United States Army there with Bugle Boy, United States Navy Seabees, two combat tours in Iraq. And you're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. If you'd like to call in this morning, or if you have any information you'd like to find more about, you can call 605-4567. That's 605-4567. And once again, this is our first program. It's the second half for year 2020 already, January 2020. And we're starting off with a good hit, a good bang, talking about our American military history and our American military heroes here in our own community. And so we just want to continue to move forward with that as we talk about it. Once again, we've been talking about Colonel James Sweat, one of our local American heroes that lived here in our community, is buried at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery at Igo. And as we move forward here into the next hour, we're going to be talking about another hero in our community. But first, I'd like to let you know that this portion of the show is brought to you by Foster's Brush Hog Service. Foster's Brush Hog Service, locally owned and insured, giving veterans and elderly discounts, specializing in fire compliance services, fire breaks after storm cleanups, and removal of waste from transients. Keith Foster, he's the guy you want to give a call. He's local. He's in the Anderson area, and he sponsors this program in honor of his father, who is a Navy Korean War veteran. And we want to say thank you to Keith Foster. For more information, right now is a great time. If you need some stuff cleaned up, he's the guy to do it. If you need firewood cut up out there or moved or brush taken down or trees that have fallen, he can help you with that. 440-9531, Foster's Brush Hog Service, 440-9531. And thank you, Keith, for honoring our veterans, honoring your father's service, and for doing what you do here in our community. We appreciate it. He donates to the museum on a regular basis with services out at the property. And individuals like that in the community help us. We appreciate all of those who step forward and help offset our costs and help honor our veterans. This morning, we are going to talk about Joe P. Gonzalez. Joe Gonzalez was a Normandy veteran in the United States Army, and his family graciously donated the Bank of America, the old original Bank of America, to the Northern California Veterans Museum here in the Anderson area at 2110 North Street. And so we're going to play a song real quick, and as soon as we come back, I'm going to introduce you to his daughter, Josette Mather. And we're going to talk a little bit about his service and their support for our veterans in our community.
The Army, Mr. Jones. No private rooms or telephones. You had your breakfast in bed before, but you won't have it there anymore. This is the Army, Mr. Green. We like the barracks nice and clean. You had a housemaid to clean your floor, but she won't help you out anymore. Do what the buglers command. They're in the army and not in the band. This is the army, Mr. Brown. You and your baby went to town. She had you worried, but this is war, and she won't worry you anymore.
Anymore. This is the Army, Mr. Green. We like the barracks, like the queen. You had a
talking about Joe P. Gonzalez, United States Army, World War II, and that kind of just kind of kicks it out there for all of our World War II veterans, but the United States Army, they were at home, and then all of a sudden they were in the Army now, and then they were getting ready. They went and practiced and trained and over again, and then they were shipped overseas to do their duty. Joe P. Gonzalez was there during the Normandy invasion. He was with the 97th Infantry Division. And they were one of the final infantry divisions to travel from Normandy all the way to Berlin. That unit, the 97th Infantry, was regarded and known as the unit or the division that fired the last shot of World War II there in Czechoslovakia. And so Joe Gonzalez was a portion of that. He was with Company G of the 387th Infantry Regiment of the 97th Division. And this morning, I'm privileged to have his daughter with us here to talk a little bit about his service and about what he did and why it was so important. Good morning, Josette Mather. How are you this morning?
Very good. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a privilege to have you here this morning. One of the reasons that we're talking about Joe Gonzalez is because your family, in honor of his service to our nation and our country, donated the bank facility there at 2110 North Street to the Northern California Veterans Museum in honor of his service to our nation and in honor to his service to our community and because of the love that the family had for he and his service.
Yes, it gives us a time to just celebrate him, a time to look and honor what he has done and what all our veterans have done. And it just gives us an archive of our history that we need to carry on, that our children need to learn and know about through all our stories.
Well, I think it's just a wonderful opportunity that the museum had lost our location out at the veterans at the airport, and we were looking for a new location. And I met your sister, and we were able to Marvell, and we were able to come together with some in conversation that we found out she was working for the VA, and she found out that we were looking for a facility and we needed that opportunity, and she introduced us, and we talked about it. And you were in the opportunity to the market to be able to donate that to the museum. Now, the building was the original Bank of America building. It was built back in 1959, and it had quite a history. It had been originally the Bank of America, and then it was the Reading Rancheria Clinic for a while, and then it went to be the Sheriff's Substation for a while. And then it sat empty, and your former husband, Bob Mather, had purchased that facility and was going to use it for preemployment.com, but immediately outgrew that because his building was, or his business was so successful, he outgrew the size of that building.
Yes.
And so then it sat empty for 12 years. And so when we were able to receive that facility from you, it needed a lot of work. But and that's probably an understatement.
Very much so.
But we really want to thank Bob Mather with preemployment.com for being able to work with the family and to donate that facility to us. And we're coming up on a break here in just a minute. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. We're talking about Joe P. Gonzalez, a Normandy veteran, and his daughter, Josette Mather. We'll be right back.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits, prophets and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Come join me as the new host of brand new Battlefield Expressions show, debuting December 7th, 2019. Battlefield Expressions is a go-to program providing veterans and their families an opportunity to call in and ask questions and receive information particular to their individual needs. Veterans and their families who sacrificed and served our country. every Saturday, 9 to 11, here at 96.5 FM, 1460 AM Talk Radio.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. Also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m. North State Now.
Good morning, you're listening to Battlefield Expressions, and you're listening also to KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your radio, talk radio show. And then phone number here once again is 605-4567, that's 605-4567. We've been talking about some of our World War II heroes this morning here in our local community, and our guest this hour is Josette Mather, and we've been discussing her father, Joe P. Gonzalez, and one of the reasons that the original Bank of America in Anderson was donated to the Northern California Veterans Museum as a the memorial building for the museum offices and archive to be in. Right now I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to read his citation of his services when he was serving with the 97th Infantry Division. From the Office of the Commanding General, awarded of the Bronze Star Medal citation, Private Joe P. Gonzalez, Company G, 387th Infantry Regiment, while serving with the Army of the United States, distinguished himself by heroic achievement in connection with military operations not involving participation in flight against enemy actions of the United States. On the night of 1st April 1945 in the vicinity of Zons, Germany, Private Gonzalez was a member of a combat patrol that crossed the Rhine River in assault boats. As his party approached the enemy-held bank, they encountered heavy automatic weapons fire, which on landing confined them to the bank during that night and all the following day. After dark, on 2nd April 1945, Private Gonzalez, voluntarily leaving his place of concealment, crawling some 200 yards along the river's edge in close proximity to the enemy, to a point where the party's boat had drifted under enemy fire. He secured the boat and returned with it upstream to where the rest of the party was waiting, thus enabling all personnel of the party to recross the river. Private Gonzalez's meritorious conduct on this occasion reflects the highest credit upon himself and the military of the United States service. Brigadier General M.B. Walsey. What a great honor to be able to have this citation from your father's service as a young man when he was serving in the United States Army. He took it upon himself to go down there and grab that boat, that assault boat, and bring it back under enemy, under all odds, enemy action, under the gunfire, the automatic gunfire of the German machine guns, to his unit. And then they were able to load the wounded, load himself, and be able to make it back across the river. That is courage. That is honor. That is valor. And it's fantastic that he was awarded, that his actions were noted, and he was awarded for his services rendered to our nation and to the men and the lives of every one of those men that he saved by bringing that boat back. And so, once again, we're talking with Joe Gonzalez's daughter, Josette Mather. And it's such a great opportunity for you being able to allow the museum to have this facility. We cannot thank you enough for your family's donation because of what we're able to produce and do in our community for all of our veterans. Once again, Joe Gonzalez not only helped save the lives of all those men that crossed that river, that he is also helping to preserve the memory of all those in our community who served our nation during that time frame through his daughter. And through your gracious donation and through your personal service to our veterans here in our community. Thank you.
Well, I thank all our veterans. It's a great honor to be able to do this and just to have our story out there and hopefully many other stories like this to go down in history for us to learn in history what they did, and how honorable they were, now, and courageous.
Did your dad talk about his service during World War II when you were young?
Not very much. It wasn't necessarily talked about. Really, there was the one time that he would talk about. He started ordering Time Life, the books of Time Life, whole set. Each month we would get in a new, all of World War II books, beautiful pictures and stories and the full history of what went on there. And that was our time that we would get a new book in each month that we would sit down and we'd look at it. And it was the only time that he would open up and talk to me, and I would ask questions, and he would elaborate a little bit more. But other than that, he would never talk about it. It wasn't it was something he kept to himself. So that was the only time I really got to know exactly, and really, I'm sure I didn't know everything that he did.
Yeah, so many things that take place in day-to-day living when you're in combat zone. You know, I mean, what took place for him to be part of this patrol to begin with? You know, was he voluntold, or did he volunteer to be, hey, we need X amount of men to go forward and be part of this patrol? And so it sounds to me like he was a go-getter.
Right.
How old was he about that time? Was he about 19 years old, 20 years old?
Exactly. 18 is when he went over, so...
So he was another young man who was anxious to serve his country. He was anxious to get into the fight. He was anxious to move forward and do what he did, just like so many of our World War II veterans from that greatest generation. I mean, your father is part of that greatest generation, just like all the rest of us who have parents who are World War II veterans and part of that greatest generation. And he was given the opportunity to, whether he liked it or not, to step up and make a difference. Because if he hadn't have done that, who would have? And they could have been captured and put in a German POW camp if he didn't have the courage to go to swim down there along that bank, to go down there and to be able to get that assault boat and bring it back. And you wouldn't be here either. And so how important is it, you know, when somebody steps up and needs to be brave against all odds, what the future is from that person? Because by you being here, you helped the museum. With the museum, we're helping to honor other veterans. We're able to move forward with this program. So people don't understand how important it is when they make a single decision of bravery or to make a decision in their lives that promotes the furtherance of other individuals in a better way. That all of that is a stepping stone to things in the future, just like your father's actions are a stepping stone to the Joe P. Gonzalez World War II Memorial Building. And then helping the museum to be able to honor all of our veterans in our community and to preserve this history and to make that happen. I mean, you remember when we first walked into that building, it was
it was a nightmare.
There was so much stuff in there that you could barely, I mean, when you opened the doors, it was like a wall of stuff. And you could, I think there was like you had to like turn sideways and kind of weave your way through the building. There was so much stuff in that building.
You had a big job in front of you just taking over that building.
Well, you know, we went to the city of Anderson, and the city of Anderson said, you know, you'd be better off just to tear this building down and start over. And it's like, we're a nonprofit. We don't have that kind of money to tear something down and rebuild it. You know, and especially as a CV, we build, we fight. So in my mind, it's like, well, nobody said we couldn't, so we're just going to do it. And I think that when we first went into that building, I think we took out 16 trailer loads of trash and debris and construction material.
I believe it.
That we took to the dump. And then another, I think we took another 10 or 12 trailer loads of bank boxes and stuff to Bob's storage from all of the business transactions from preemployment.com. I mean, we just cases and cases of things that took us almost probably a year and a half to clear out that building because certain things we couldn't throw away and certain things we had to preserve, even at that stage of going into the facility. And so if you have not been to the building there in Anderson at 2110 North Street, it is the original Bank of America across from New Tech High School, which was the original Safeway building back in the late 50s. And so that's the original part of Anderson right there along the railroad tracks before everything else started to build up and move out around that area. But we have a beautiful sign out front that says the Joe P. Gonzalez World War II Memorial Building, offices of the Northern California Veterans Museum. It is the archive and the repository and the storage for our larger facility that we're going to be preparing up on the hill there, just on Cottonwood Hill, south of Walmart on Ronda Road. And so, once again, you had a story that you wanted to talk about a little bit about when you were in school and some other veterans issues concerning when you were growing up as a girl.
It's so ironic because when I was in high school, I believe, my dad took me to a veterans parade, and I'll never forget because one of the stations did just a little clip of segment that went on air. Asked me why this parade was so important to me, and it was for me. I just was young and just was speaking off the top of my head and saying, well, you know, I like honoring our veterans. My dad's a veteran, and we don't talk about it enough in school. And sure enough, my history teacher must have heard about it because in class the next day, which we weren't talking about our veterans, we were on some other part of history, and he definitely brought it up. We do not talk enough about our veterans, so we're going to bring our veterans up right now. So he talked a little short period of it, and then we went back to our segment. But it was something I will never forget because now I feel that I'm trying to honor our veterans and get each one of their stories out. And with Rob doing this museum, archive building, and then building to the museum, it brings all our history and so many people. It's so amazing getting involved and bringing their artifacts, their things from their loved ones that were in serving. And they were just going to throw them away. They were just garbage to them. It's their past. They have no use for them. And they bring them to the archive building. And that's a place where we can organize and prepare them to put them in the museum. And their history goes on. And their stories are told where our kids will learn. And it just is amazing how the community has all come together and has donated all these items. And I just want to thank everybody that has participated in this because it truly is something from my heart that I want to give back and honor each one of our veterans.
Thank you, Josette. We're going to go to a break. We'll be right back.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Working from home as a freelancer, remote worker, or entrepreneur? Drop-In is a professional co-working shared office space designed to meet the needs of today's mobile worker. Drop-In has multiple workstations, conference rooms, video call booths, and lightning-fast, secure fiber Wi-Fi. Do you need space to work for just an hour or full-time? Hourly, daily, and monthly rates are available, and walk-ins are always welcome. Visit dropin.mobi for more information or drop in and take a tour at 155 Lake Boulevard East next to Starbucks. Isn't it time you found your space?
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. This is Senior Chief Rob Burrows, United States Navy Seabees, two tours in Iraq. And you're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio show. The number here, once again, is 605-4567. That's 605-4567. We are talking with Josette Mather this morning, and she is the daughter of Joe P. Gonzalez, who the Northern California Veterans Museum is in the building of, the Joe P. Gonzalez World War II Memorial Building. And we were just talking about our facility and the donation of the facility to the Northern California Veterans Museum from the Mather family in honor of Joe Gonzalez, a Normandy veteran, a D-Day veteran, and how important it is to our community here. And Josette, you were talking about the one of the reasons that your family is so involved and why we want to look at what's going on here. Hang on just a second. I don't think he has the mic going. Are you ready? There you go.
Thank you for having me. Oh, there I am.
There you go.
I just am so honored to be a part of this whole group. It's a time for me to honor my dad and to honor our veterans. And for us to be able to have an archive building, it gives us the opportunity for people in the community to bring their items that aren't in their world, not needed anymore. They have their loved ones have passed on, and they have no use, and things that have been stored in their attics and basements, and they bring to the archive building, and we get to preserve them and preserve their history so that we're able to honor them and each and every one of our veterans.
And you are the enabler to help us do that with the building and with the donation. We have a caller on the line right now, Roberta. Good morning, Roberta.
Good morning to both of you. And, oh, what a wonderful story she has had to share. And what a wonderful giving family. And I just appreciate everyone who remembers the past no matter what. But I think our veterans' past is the most important. My uncle was in the tower at Pearl Harbor when the Japanese came in. And he didn't ever talk about his situation. My aunt was in the residence there. And she did talk about it a little bit, but I tell you, it is so so wonderful, Rod, that you are bringing this forward. So I just wanted to thank you so much, and I listen every Saturday morning. I wouldn't miss your show, and I am telling everybody about it because it's inspiring. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for your comments. That's very, very encouraging because sometimes when you start a brand new program, you don't know whether anybody's listening and you don't know if you're on the right track. But we talk with these veterans and their families on a daily basis. These aren't stories that we hear out of books. These are stories when I talk to a veteran, I talk to a daughter such as Josette or a son, and they tell me about their father's stories. They talk about sitting next to their grandmothers. I had a donation the other day that came in. It was 7 large binders of newspaper clippings and things like that from World War II, from the beginning in 1939 till 1946. And the son sat there and he said, my grandmother sat on the couch with my grandmother as she cut these clippings out during World War II. She had 3 brothers, one Army, Navy, and Marine Corps. And they served during that time frame. And she would talk about where they were and the story and what happened. And she would read the articles to the grandson. And that grandson brought those books to us because he and his brother don't have any other place to take them or could give them to. And they were so important for them to make sure that those stories were brought forward to us. Those articles are the original articles from 5 different newspapers during that time frame. Those are archivable items that anybody can come and do actual research with. And how important, if we were not there, if we did not have the opportunity, those would have gone into the trash or to the wayside and never been able to be preserved or utilized for future use as we move forward with this project. And
well, I'll tell you, your program makes me yearn for more information about my uncle. And unfortunately, he didn't have children, and most of my cousins are now gone. But I'm going to do some searching. And gosh, this is just miraculous. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, and thank you for supporting this program, and thank you for honoring your veterans and your family. If we don't remember, who will? It's so important for us to remember.
That's right, exactly. So, again, keep up the good work, guys.
Thank you so much, Roberta. Thank you for calling in.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So once again, as we return back to talking to Gisette Mather here, one of our major contributors to the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center through this facility. You know, when you donated to us, it was a bunch of dirty concrete blocks with a roof on top of it. We have been able to take that and turn it into a diamond in a rough to a jewel. And we would not have been able to make this opportunity happen without a family like yourself. And so as we move forward with the program here and we talk more, we want to encourage other family members. If you would like to honor your family member and to remember their stories and to do what's being done, it doesn't matter whether it's a nickel or whether it's a building or anything else like that. The whole idea is that you're helping to support the program as we move forward to continue to tell these stories to make sure that they're not forgotten. And if we don't do it, we're the only ones doing it in Northern California. In fact, we're the only ones doing it in all of North California and Central California. We're going to be one of the largest veterans museums between San Diego and Seattle honoring our veterans here in our North State. What a fantastic opportunity is for us to continue to do that, because they call the West Coast the Left Coast for a reason, because we don't honor our veterans. We don't talk about our military and that heritage enough. All of the history is on the East Coast. So it's so important for us to bring that history here to our West Coast, because we have so many veterans who lived here in California and on the West Coast during that time frame who retired from the Navy and the Air Force and the Army, because this is where they were discharged. Shasta County has one of the largest populations of veterans, over 20,000 in Shasta County and the surrounding counties of all of Northern California per capita to the population. Those veterans lived here. They died here. They served here. And this is the opportunity to remember them. We're going to play a song real quick. It's called Shores of Normandy.
In the cold gray light of the 6th of June, in the year of 44, the Empire Lark sailed out from Poe to join with thousands more, the largest fleet the world had seen. We sailed in close array and we set our course for Normandy at the dawning of the day. There was not one man in all our crew but knew what lay in store, for we had waited for that day through 5 long years of war. We knew that many would not return, but all our hearts were true, for we were bound for Normandy, where we had a job. Now the Empire Larch was a deep sea tug with a crew of 33, and I was just the galley boy on my first trip to sea. I little thought when I left home of the dreadful sights I'd seen, but I came to manhood on the day that I first saw Normandy. At Arromanche, off the beach of gold, neath the rocket's deadly glare, we towed our block ships into place and we built a harbor there. Mid shot and shell we built it well, as history does agree, while brave men died in the swirling tide on the shores of Normandy. For every hero's name that's known, 1,000 died as well. On stakes and wires their bodies bore, rocked in the ocean swell. And many a mother wept that day for the sons they loved so well. Men who cracked a joke and cads to smoke as they stormed the gates of hell. As the years passed by, I can still recall the men I saw that day, who died upon that blood-soaked sand, where now sweet children play. And those of you who were unborn, who've lived in liberty, remember those who made it so on the shores of Normandy.
You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. Featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. It's Senior Chief Ron Burroughs, and it is a great opportunity to be here with you today. Once again, this portion of our program, that today's program is by Foster's Brush Hog Service, locally owned and insured and giving veterans and elderly discounts, specializing in fire compliance services, fire breaks, after storm cleanup, and removal of waste left over from transients. Foster's Brush Hog Service, the phone number is 440-9531. That's 440-9531, and that is in honor of Keith's father, who was a Korean War veteran, a Navy veteran. And thank you, Keith, for honoring your dad and helping to honor all of our veterans through this program. Our guest this last half hour has been Josette Mather, who has her family has graciously donated the building to the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center at 2110 North Street in Anderson, enabling us to honor all of our veterans through your father's service and through your honor of your father's service. And once again, Josette, I just want to say thank you again this morning for being with us. We got about another 8 minutes to be able to talk a little bit about your father and your service in our community for all of our veterans.
Well, I just want to thank you for being able to put my dad's story out there, to put all our veterans out there, their stories, and us to be able to honor them. And it's just remarkable how our community has come together and has donated so much to help our veterans, just us to preserve our history here. And I just really encourage everybody, if you do have items or a story, bring it to the archive building. It's amazing. And the dream is to build this magnificent museum. And I'm just so excited to be a part of it, so excited to be able to honor our veterans. I have so many veterans in my family, and not just my dad, but brothers and sisters and nieces and nephews, that I want to be able to honor them for what they've done and the courage that they've shown. And I just want to thank all of them.
Well, as I remind folks, you know, we have the Veterans Home in our community. It took 25 years from the thought concept to getting the Veterans Home open. 25 years. We had the Veterans Cemetery. It took 20 years from the concept of the Veterans Cemetery at IGO till the cemetery opened up. 20 years. And this is government funding, state and federal. This is the Northern California Veterans Museum. We're operated by private industry, private funding, private veterans, honoring our veterans. And this is our 12th year. And we had a museum open at the airport in 4 years. And now we have this facility that has been donated by you that is out for our veterans in the archive. And it's really important for us to have this archive, to have the house these items and everything. And it's taken us, since you donated to us, it's taken us 3 years to do this. Three hard years of hard work, labor, blood, broken bones, literally, and tears. But here we are. It's moving forward. So private industry shows with hard work and tenacity, and with endeavor from those in the community to make this happen. That's how important this is, and we are doing it. It's not a thought. It's happening. We are making it happen in our community through those that are supporting the program, honoring those who have given us the liberty and freedom. And now we want to play a quick song while we have the opportunity, and this is a song in honor of your father. It's from a daughter to a father, and it's Daddy's Hands.
I remember Daddy's hands folded silently in prayer, reaching out to hold me when I had a nightmare. You could read quite a story in the calluses and lines. Years of work and worry had left their mark behind. I remember
Once again, you're listening to Battlefield Expressions. This is Rob Burrows, and my guest is Josette Mather. And we are just privileged to be able to have you here with us this morning, Josette. The song that we just played was in honor of your love for your father, and also in love of for your father to be able to donate this facility in his name, to carry that tradition and on for your family and that heritage of his service to our nation for the liberty and freedom. And it's a privilege for the museum, for myself, to be able to honor you and your father as we move forward, because his actions, his courage that day when he was in Germany, he did what he did. He knew that he could lose his life, but he stepped up to the plate. He did what was right, and his courage led him to save the lives of those other men across that river that day when they crossed the Rhine back and saving them that night under the enemy fire of the German Nazis. And so, once again, we've been talking about the preservation of our American military history. It doesn't matter if it's World War II or the Civil War or the Revolutionary War or Iraq or Afghanistan or a Cold War veteran. Every one of our men and women who wear the uniform, when they put that uniform on and they serve our nation, sometimes it's under good circumstances, sometimes it's not. Some people have good attitudes toward it, and sometimes they don't. But the overall action is, for those who serve and those who sacrifice, we would not have the liberty and the freedom that we have every single day right now. And as our men and women are deploying overseas right now, and they're getting ready to safeguard this nation once again against the enemy and the terrorist attacks that are going on from Iran and Syria and Jordan and Lebanon and North Korea, and the actions carry on. They're carrying on the traditions and the service of men like your father. Your father set that example when he served overseas during World War II, our greatest generation. And so now our young men and women continue to carry on that fight. They continue to carry on. And so in closing, is there anything else that you'd like to offer us this morning?
Not really. I just want to thank you once again. And I appreciate all your hard work and everything that you do for this community and for our veterans.
Well, you know, like we talked about earlier, my father was a World War II veteran. He didn't talk very much about it. He owned a service station after the war for 35 years. It wasn't until later in my life, I worked for my dad for 15 years as a young man out of high school, junior high, that the men and the women that I talked with and worked on their vehicles and everything else were World War II veterans. And every now and then I would get a story from them, from a pilot or somebody who was in the Navy or somebody that was overseas or did something during World War II. And that opportunity, at that time, I did not know the jewels of the men that I was working with or working on their cars or where they had been, their stories and their sacrifices, until later in the years of my life. And then serving for 23 years in the Navy, I learned and understood what that sacrifice was and be able to move forward and to understand more and more. And where the stream front came from, I don't know, but honoring my dad and your dad and all of our veterans. That's how it's so important as we move on. If you'd like more information about supporting the Northern California Veterans Museum, please give us a call. The number at the office is 378-2280. 378-2280. You can look us up on Facebook. And our webpage is norcalveterans.org. norcalveterans.org. Josette Mather, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for all you do for our community, and thank you for honoring our veterans.
Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health.